AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, and I have with me Al Thornton. Say good morning at 10 a.m., Al.
Yes.
You're supposed to say good morning at 10 a.m.
Yes. I've got 10:14, but okay. Good morning, everyone.
Al is a little nervous because he doesn't know where Vance is going to go today. And I'm going to open with something that I learned years ago by, I don't refer to him as a mentor, I refer to him as a friend, although we've never met. I've been reading his writings for, oh my goodness, probably 30 years. His name is Oswald Chambers, and I read this quote from him the other day, and it simply says this. A man with the vision of God is not devoted to a cause or any particular issue. He is devoted to God himself.
Oh, that's good.
You think?
Yeah.
And the other night, I was sitting downtown Portland, which seems to be in the news a lot lately because we have a bunch of less than admirable people who come out after dark, and their sole purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. That's all they want to do. They want to create chaos. And if it's not the federal building, it's our police station downtown. They broke into that the other night and set it on fire. They've been destroying anything that's connected with anything in authority. That's all they're doing. And we're down there two nights ago. We're having a dinner at a really nice Italian restaurant to celebrate our middle daughter's 19th birthday. And we're sitting in the street of all places because they made expanded seating in the street. And it was great. It was wonderful. The temperature was perfect. The food was delightful. The ambiance was great. Other than 40 feet away across the street are people that live on the street in tents. We have a high percentage of them in Portland for some reason. But I kept thinking about this because I read that the day before, that quote. And I want to start out with a quick story, and then we're just not kind of unpack it from here. This concept of humans being more. If, as I learned from a Native American gentleman that I met months ago on a field trip with our youngest daughter, he said, you know, if you go into life as we do at our, in our culture, in our tribe, he was born into the Warm Springs Indian tribe. He said, we have a word. And he said the word. He said, what it means is an open mind, open heart.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and he spoke for almost 2 full hours to a group of fourth and fifth graders. Fourth and fifth graders, 2 hours. And he had their undivided attention. And I thought, man, this guy's good. And I kept thinking about that. And so a couple weeks ago, Addie, our youngest, who looks more like Al and Sandra than she does me because she was born in Ethiopia, so she has a little darker hue skin, and her perception on the concept of where we come from, the systems of the body, it changed that day. Because Stacy took the time, as she's done with our other two daughters as well, to help her understand the anatomy of a man and a woman. And so they go away at least for one night away. They make it a special deal. And Daddy doesn't get to involve, you know, other than the preliminary. But she sent me a text, and she said, Addie's discovery of this whole process has been nothing but pure humor. And she said, it's all I can do to not laugh. Because at one point, Addie came to the conclusion and she asked this question. Mommy, do you and Daddy connect? That was the word that the program that they were using about having you know, sex? And then Stacy answered yes. And then Addie said, but you're so old. To which she started thinking of all these other people. That means if you still do it, that means Uncle Spence and Aunt Teresa do it. They connect to and it just all of a sudden, this 10-year-old little girl was just horrified. And then the next thing out of her mouth, and this is a true story, I have it documented. I know Grandma and Grandpa, they don't connect. Because he sleeps downstairs and Grandma sleeps upstairs with all those cats. So surely they don't connect. And I kept thinking about that. And how we in our culture today, to switch it into a different gears, our mindset, the opinions that help shape us, they can either be modified or tweaked if we have an open mind. And I look back at, I'm going to go back to January 1994 when I went through Humans Being More the first time. And I heard that quote. And again, I can't even find out who said it, but freedom is greatest when the boundaries are clearly defined. Just like having dinner on the street Thursday night, and what I didn't share with you, about halfway through our meal, we could hear a protest coming down the street. Well, it was the next block up, and our server came out at that time and said, oh, yeah, they come. This is one of the part of their path. And so I got up from the table, and I walked just a few feet so I could watch them. It was very organized, very civil, and it was not dark yet. This is a protest, a rally. These are people that are championing for a cause to get some things changed in our local laws. And I thought, huh. But Al, from your perspective, and I apologize for taking so long to get into letting you share. You shared a couple stories with me the other day. The one that I just keep thinking about is about the jar, the glass jar. Share that. And let's talk about that.
Well, if you're in a jar, you don't really know what the labels say. So you're like on the other side, and you don't even know there's a label, and you don't know what's going on outside. But in your world, you are where you are, and until you remove yourself from the jar and explore the outside, then you can see what the label says. That's what we talked about.
In a sense, that label is other people's perception.
It could be anything. I mean, you know, just say label, whatever the labels say, but it could be anything. But, I mean, again, it's just like I pointed out, you can have a six in front of you, and you see six, a person directly across from you, they see a nine, and we can argue all day about what that number is, because I see a six, and the other person on the opposite side, when they look at it, they see a nine. Until one comes around to the other side, one way or the other, then they can come into agreement as to what they're looking at. And I think that's the communication, that's getting to the nitty-gritty of what it is, you know. And with Human Beings More, I mean, I'll share something. I think you can pull from your life just experiences that can clue you sometimes in doing things. And I'll run through this one quickly. I was driving, and I went to a dead end, and I went in on a slant. And I hit the brake and stopped, and then I went. And then the policeman came out of nowhere. The guy gave me a ticket and went on. But I didn't like it. Well, nobody likes getting a ticket, but still, I didn't like it. And when court time came, I said, I'm going to court, and I'm going to check this thing out. I'm going to do it. man, I dressed up. I got my suit on. I put on a good tie and everything. And I was excited because I said, I'm just going to go for this. And went into court, presented myself visually and just my presentation. And I walked in, sat down. They had roll call. They say, say presence when we call your name. So they started calling names. John Doe, here. Mary, Brewer, Carl, here. And it went on like that. All you heard was here, here, here. But they got to Albert Thornton. Present. Everybody kind of looked at me. So anyway, after that, it was time. We listened to a few cases and called Albert Thornton. I went up there, and man, I walked up there with the intentions with positive things to happen. And I was, my attitude was strong. I got in position. I mean, I was like ready for them. And judge looked at me, shuffled the paper, and he said, you can go.
And you can go what? Sorry, you cut out there. What did he say? You can go what?
He said, you can go. And it threw me because I'm ready for the presentation and the exchange. He said, you can go. And I wasn't sure. And I said, really? He said, yeah, you can go. And then I walked to the gate to leave, and I opened the gate, and I stepped out. And when I turned around, the whole audience, their eyes were popping out their head, and everybody's mouth was wide open because they didn't understand, like, what happened. How did you do that? What's going on? And, I mean, it was just an amazing experience to see everybody. I mean, everybody. Their eyes were just. He didn't even mention his case. He didn't do anything. And it was just amazing. But that really was favor. Now, that was an experience I had. And then later on in life, you use those things that you present yourself in a good way. You be respectful. You follow instructions. They say, stay present. You stay present. I mean, you just follow things. And I don't know what happened, but it was favor, and everybody wants favor. And so we have to find ways to do things to collaborate and come into an agreement or get an understanding of what's going on. But that was an experience I had, and that was years ago, but I still pull from that. I try to do the right things. I remember when I first got in business, my accountant told me, say, Al, do what's right, everything be all right. And I tell young people that. I say, do what's right, everything be all right. And so,
you know, keep going.
And to me, you know, that's kind of how you do things and you learn things and just experiencing humans being more and things. It wasn't me so much. It was like when you invite people to come, they are so amazed at the different things that they never did, and it enlightened them. It sparked them up. It gave them something that you didn't even know about, and their response is so overwhelming, you feel like you had an experience, really. And it's just amazing to me, you know. But, you know, that's kind of looking at it a good side of things because, you know, we can talk about negative things all day long and, you know, you just don't go nowhere. So, you know, I like to be with favor and with positive things. And I mean, you still got to deal with what you got to deal with, but still there are ways to go about things and see the outcome, you know, because I didn't know what was going to happen in the thing, my situation. I thought it was going to be a good exchange. And man, this guy just told me, you know, you can go. And I went to.
You know, so, now you're causing me to remember testifying as part of a $1.2 million lawsuit that I was involved in for alleged events that happened almost 30 years ago. And the short version, I'm not going to go into it all, but the short version was one of the lead attorneys on the defensive side asked me to testify after I was no longer part of the case because I wasn't there and I had the proof to prove it, an expired passport. But when I answered all the questions and the jury of my peers were definitely not like me because they just were not. And they didn't understand really to really make a valid decision. But when the judge looked at me and he said the same things, you can go. Thank you, Mr. Rogers. You can go. And I thought, oh, okay, I guess I'm done. And I looked at the lead attorney who had asked me to testify and he nodded his head. And in the end, the terrible thing, the sad thing was the side that I was representing lost the case, but it set a precedent. And he kind of knew that it would. But the mindset, and I'm looking at the 5 bullet points that are on the Nikan shopping cart for humans being more right now. And if you haven't looked at these, because of the cultural changes, we've gone from a 2-day humans being more experienced to a shortened 5 to 6 hour-ish virtual experience. And if you've never done it or if it's been a little while, I'm not going to utilize what Al just shared as a lengthened commercial for humans being more, but I'm just going to challenge you. It's $19. I remember paying $198.
Wow.
When I went through it the first time. And it so changed my life. Because I'd never heard these things before. I grew up in a great family. I had great parents and 2 sets of grandparents that lived less than a mile from each other. And we had our ups and downs like anybody else. I mean, and I'm the middle child, so I'm the one with all the dysfunctionalism. And as they say, oh, you're a middle. Oh, that explains it. I'm like, what's that supposed to mean? I had a guy say that to me last week. Oh, you're a middle. And I'm going, well, you may kind of put me in that jar. And put me in that label, but I'm not accepting that, you know. But discover active wellness through the 5 pillars of health, healthy mind, body, family, society, and finances. Discover your why in life and choose the goals that are best for you. Learn about yourself and grow as a person. Manage time and prioritize tasks. The last one, gain clarity about how to create your very best life.
Yep.
It's up to us. If it's to be, it's up to me. I mean, there's all these pithy quotes and sayings. But Al, what you just shared, you made a decision to walk into that courtroom and say, hey, I don't know what they think or what the judge thinks, but we're gonna change the narrative. This is where we're going with it. This is what I want to do. And the outcome, and so did you end up having to, I'm curious, did you end up having to pay for that ticket or what happened?
That was it. He told me to leave. That was it. Usually they tell you, you excuse for paying the court fee. He didn't tell me. He just said, you can leave. Just like that. He said, you can go. And it threw me because I'm like, really? I don't want no tricks now. Like I walked out on it, you know. And so, but yeah. He just said, you can go. I said, really? I can go? And he said, yeah, go. So I left. But, man, seeing those people was amazing. I mean, every mouth was just wide open. I mean, eyes popped out like they were just shocked. You never forget that. That's why I'm telling this, because it's something you never forget, because it was just amazing, you know. And, I mean, I didn't know what was going to happen. And, I don't know. I didn't want to go back and find out anything because I almost walked back in it no more. But, you know, sometimes they didn't heal. You know, you have a pain and you pray it away and then it's gone. And then you say, well, where'd it go? Let me see. I don't understand it. Let me see something. It's like you want it back or something. So you don't go looking for things that you don't want.
No, it's like that story that most of us have probably heard. You know, I walked down a road, and I didn't know there was a gigantic hole, and I fell in the hole. And the very next day, I find myself walking down that same road, and I saw the hole. I knew the hole was there, and I made a decision. I don't want to fall in the hole again, the big
right.
hole. But then the third day, I find myself about to walk down that road, and I made a decision. I don't want to walk down that road.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
And I know there's an elongated version of that story, but that's the summed up version that we get to choose every day. And I was with a gentleman yesterday who's the dad of 7 boys. And I've known Dale and Sally Kirkkonen. They were one of the first couples that I wanted to introduce my new bride to when we got married 25 years ago and we returned to Oregon. We've been living in Oklahoma for Stacy almost 6 full years, me almost 3. And I had this list of people I wanted her to meet. And I was with them last night. And we started sharing stories about what his boys learned from my brothers and I because we were a bit older. And I said, you know, Dale, the best thing about it is all 7 of your boys are still alive. They didn't take any of those crazy antic ideas that the Rogers boys had and do something. And he was telling us just these disastrous stories. They never even had a TV in their home because they didn't need one. They had 7 boys. You know, there was their entertainment. And all 7, and actually I think 6 of them now, are married. And they've got kids, so the grandkids are just... You know, but Dale and I were talking about this thing that we get to choose every day. And I said, you know, Dale, I woke up every morning and I got a couple thoughts that run through my head. But one of them is something I learned in Humans Being More back in 1994. And that is you got to write your mission statement down. You got to commit it to memory. You got to make a decision every day. You know, the purpose of my life is to glorify God and worship Him with all my heart. And my mission to accomplish that is to live this day to its fullest potential, knowing that I will leave a living legacy for future generations. It's making a decision. And I say that before my feet even hit the floor every morning. And I know, Al, your background is in marketing and it's all about what we decide, what we choose.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is our choice. I had an interaction. Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, I said you and don't give up. You know, you keep forming. So talking business, and you keep up. And we've had clients, and one lady, we just tried to get her to come to a meeting. And she's always going out of town, if not out of town, out of the country. She's back in, and we call her. She's back out. Do you know that went on for 5 years? And then do you know what happened? She called us, and she was ready to listen to us. And then we showed her everything. And then she said, well, look, what took y'all so long? Well, it took us. So, I mean, you know, you just never know. You just got to keep going at it, keep going, keep doing what you know, and you know, exchanging ideas and experiences with people, and different people are different. You just got to get an understanding of that. And usually people in great need listen more than people who don't. Some people are so busy, I mean, it's amazing. You know, they don't have time for looking into health, you know. And see, we can look at people and see their problems. You know, you can look at the eyes a little yellow, you know what kind of problem they got. If they're limping or walking or taking one step at a time, we know what their problem is. And we've had people, I mean, a lady in real estate, and I'm trying to tell her, if you put the insoles on, I mean, you'll be able to walk those steps 1, 2, 3, because we've seen that everybody do it. They take insoles away from them, and they can't. They have to do one step at a time, put the insoles in, and they walk up there just like I do. And it's just amazing. This one lady, she was just too busy to come to the meeting. She said, I will call you. And I was excited because I could help her. she was saying she felt like I was pushing her. And I wasn't pushing her. I was just excited because, look, you going up those steps very, very slow. And the insoles would do the trick for you. But she wouldn't. She was too busy. I'm too busy. And it's just so you get different kinds of people. And that's okay. You just have to deal with that, you know.
And that mindset is kind of fun because, you know, what my father was the one that taught me this because I watched him for 5 hours on a flight to Hawaii. This is back in April, May of 1995 when Stacy and I got engaged. But on that flight to Hawaii, over a 5 hour flight from Portland to Oahu, and, or maybe we flew into I really can't even remember we flew into Oahu, and, we got checked in the hotel, and Dad says that, because my parents do this all the time, they'll sit in different parts of the airplane after they get assigned, if there's room. And my dad's carrying on this conversation with this guy for basically the whole flight. And I said, I think I asked him, you know, how did that go, Dad? And he said, oh, man, the guy had a raging back issue. Raging back issue. And I said, oh, did you tell him about yours? You know, how you had back surgery and how the Kinko Flex, that's what we used to call it, now the MagFlex, how it helped you. That was what really got your attention. And he said, no. I said, why not? He said, he never asked. he wasn't open. I shared a little bit, but he never asked any more questions. He wanted to stay in that mode. And
yeah. And
sometimes people need to experience a little bit more that mindset. If they're not willing to make a choice or their list of excuses. I remember Stephen B. Stevens taught me this, and I never looked at it from this perspective, but I'm laughing because I can see Stephen B. Stevens, who's since passed away, telling this story about Jesus encounters this guy. There's this kind of not really a myth, but somebody got a healing. Somebody experienced whatever it was, and all these people, they were surrounded this little pool, this body of water. And the myth, the belief was that if the water got stirred up, the first person to run into the water, again, the mindset, that they would experience no more pain, no more, you know, sickness, what disease, whatever. And this guy has been laying there, crippled, forever, as the story goes on. And he said, why are you laying there? He said, well, because I don't have anybody to help me get in the water. Somebody else will beat me to it when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
She just looked at him and said, stand up, pick up your bed and go walk. But before he did that, here's the key. He looked at him and said, do you want to be well? 6 words. Do you want to be well? And that's when the guy listed out all these excuses. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, wow, there's a lot of folks out there, Al, like you just said, they're too busy. And they come back at you and say, why didn't you tell me about this sooner? Because
mm-hmm.
the mindset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we have to help people discover that. And that's why, again, I don't want this to be a commercial, but maybe it needs to be a commercial for humans being more, because I'm looking at, I it's really simple. I didn't know how to register for it. I didn't know when the classes were, but I just followed the bouncing ball, on the shopping cart for a customer or a consultant. You go down to the very bottom of the list of options and the training, and you just click on it, and it gives you a list of, you know, what it costs, you know, for us, for consultants. It's $19. I don't know what it costs for customers. I didn't look there, but I was just looking for us. And then it lists all the upcoming dates. And today there's one. It's too late to register for this one, but Dennis and Ruth Williams are the host of it. And registration, it says, is open, but you have to do it before the weekend, because once you register, then they will send you, they'll email you. Got to call Nikan. It says that right in the registration process. And again, if you're unfamiliar with this format, I can't encourage you enough to check it out. After purchasing your ticket, you will need to call Distributor Services and you can only do that Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific time, and then they give the phone number right there, and they'll email you the date of your training. You may also email the date of your training to, you know, and then it shows you. But there's dates coming up all the way up till December. The English, Spanish, French, and German.
Sure.
So we got no excuses for four of the languages. there's no excuses whatsoever. And it shows the host. And I'm not sure how the hosts do all this through virtual, because I haven't done this yet. I haven't, as I tell our girls when they get sick of us using this analogy, we haven't seen this movie yet. Matter of fact, there's not even been a trailer made for this movie yet, a preview. And matter of fact, all the theaters are still closed right now, at least in our part of the country. So we haven't been able to do that. And as a friend of mine said yesterday, he said, Vince, why are you so close to me? I said, okay, I'll back up. So I went over to his wife and we exchanged elbow touches, and because that's all we're allowed to do. And he looked at me. He's a meteorologist for one of our local stations, the chief meteorologist for our Fox affiliate. And he said, this must be killing you because you can't hug anybody. And I said, you know, Mark, it is. It is killing me, because I learned that humans being more, the exchange, that heart-to-heart connection, and what scientifically, what from a emotional perspective, because I saw my parents clear across that room, and they were partners, and I was partnered up with the gal. Name was Gail. Never met her before. And when they got to the point where you need to write a letter, or you need to write a note, or you need to put something down, and you've got something issue with your parents, I just got up. Man, Al, I couldn't. I mean, you could have put a brick wall in front of me, and I would have plowed right through it.
Mm-hmm.
I got up, and I went right to my parents. And I lost it.
Mm.
I just lost it. Because there were some questions I had about my childhood. There were some issues. And it wasn't a big deal, but I wanted to say thank you more than anything. Because I wasn't harboring bitterness against them for things they said, things they did. I simply threw a question out, and I looked at them, and that, you know, for both my parents, they're not perfect, but I learned at that experience, our parents did the best they could with what they knew.
Right.
And it was amazing. And I got a letter a couple weeks ago in the mail from a gentleman who's now a dad. He's married. He's an engineer. And about a year ago, he came out for a visit he was doing something with the company he works with. And I'm going to share the long story very, very short. And then there's one more story I want you to talk about, that the membership has its privileges. But my friend Keith, I remember taking an aspect of humans being more, what they call the memory lane experience. And I end up teaching just that in my own way of doing it. Where I worked, I did marketing as well. That's why you and I can have such wonderful conversations. And I taught it to the young men first that worked at this company. And then I did it with the young ladies. Cause these people were there as part of an internship program for a year. And, anyways, we did it with the young men. And I encouraged them. I said, you need to write a letter. You need to call your dad. You call your mom. I focused really on the relationship with the father. And I'll never forget, Keith came into my office the next day and he said, you're not going to believe what came in today's mail. He said, because I wrote a note to my dad last night. We were in Oklahoma. His parents lived in Indiana. And he said, I wrote this note to my dad, but look at what came in the mail today. And it was a birthday card. I still have a copy of it someplace because I photocopied it. And it was, I don't remember what the birthday card said, but it was a handwritten note that filled up the whole entire card, both the one side and the other side, totally full. And this dad was pouring out his thoughts to his son about how proud he was of him and what he was doing with his life. And he hands me this card, and I'm reading it, and he is bawling like a baby. He said, "My dad never said these things to me."
Mm-hmm.
"But you challenged me last night to write a note to my dad." And he said, "I had no idea this card was going to come in the mail today."
Wow.
And he said, I really, truly believe that. I released it last night, and this is the outcome. So fast forward to about a year ago. He's out here. This is, 30 years later? 26, 27 years later? He's out here in Oregon, and he texted or he Facebooked or something. Somehow we got together. I took time. We went down and we explored some of the waterfalls and just had a good time catching up. And about a month ago, he dropped a handwritten note in the mail, a card. And he said, "Vance, I want to say thank you again, because you took time away from your family just to spend time." And he said, "And now I'm a father, and I've corrected a lot of things from my childhood." And he said, I owe so much to you." And I'm thinking, what did I really do? I took this exercise. And so, Al, final thought. Maybe that other story about membership, I don't think it actually applies to what we've been, because you and I really didn't know where this call was going to go, where this conversation was going to go.
That's true.
But I can't encourage us enough, because more often than not, I think we forget how powerful what do we call it? A checkup from the neck up.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other company out there that has the five pillars of wellness. I've seen some that have three pillars. They have four pillars, but I'm talking, Microsoft, Apple, Nike. They have some core philosophies and different things, but none of them have this focus of, hey, we got to live lives of balance. We got to do unto others as they would do unto us, ourselves. We got to love our neighbor as ourselves. What does that mean? Well, we're not loving ourselves if we're not, like you shared, Al, if we're not going into that courtroom with our held head high and ready to say present instead of saying, yeah, huh? Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Nope. You get the last word.
Last word. No, well, getting back to Nikan, because that's what we're all about. Sometimes you can be out of it or whatever, delayed or whatever. And when you connect with a few Nikan people, I don't understand it. But you get energy. Something transpires and it's just an energy thing. And when you hook up with the Humans Being More or any conference, always go to those if you can. Well, we can't go now, but still, I don't know how they're going to work that, but anyway. But it's an energy that just comes over you, and that keeps you, excited. That keeps you, ready. That keeps you, anticipating. Just based on what you want to do with your goals and your mindset and where you want to go and where you want to be and with who you want to be. And so those things are just very positive to me, and that's what you have to do. So all I can say is go for it. Wherever you are, go for it. And you will be told by Dave Johnson, all of them, the very things they've been telling you all along is very simple. He tells you, reach three. The whole bit, you'll hear that through the whole thing, which is the whole idea, And when you start, start and don't quit. That's the whole gist of the thing. and things will elevate you as you go and participate in them. So you have to be a part of everything you can in the beginning. If you're starting out, be a part of everything because you will learn something and you'll grow from it. And that's the exciting thing. And what I mentioned was, you know, you can go back and, you know, instead of looking for somebody that has an experience you can use, you have wins and favor in your own life that you were successful or that you did something. And go back and pull on that something, you know, and express yourself and go with it, you know. I'm not saying you're going to get favor every time, but, you know, it's a start. So, Vance, I'm going to leave it to you because you are the man of hour, and you talk about your daughter all the time. And with your daughter, it's like it's an exciting new lifestyle for you because every day you might be dealing with something new every day, and it's just very simple. And you're explaining life, and you've seen a lot, and you have to tell a young person that's your family member now, you know, what the deal is. And that's a kind of tricky thing to deal with because it's not like, okay, this is this today. But see, tomorrow is going to be something else. and the next day is something else. It's not going to stop with you. You know, some people experience something one time and that's it. But you're going to be dealing with this, you know, just different things all the time. And it takes a strong person to do that, you know, and a loving person to do that. And it's a lot of love in the Meekin family because everybody is willing to help everybody. It's not competition and things like that. And you have people that work with you. And Bob, I mean, it's Bob's Satellites Group, and Bob is just fabulous. He just, you know, taught us and worked with us, and I mean, we are calling her all the time and also relating things, and you just learn, and that's how you learn, because you learn their stories, you learn what they do, and then you start doing it, and then you know you can go on your own, so to speak, but you're going to always need them, you know, for different things, and they're there for you. That's the only thing, is you're just there for you, and you can kind of do your own thing sometimes. I remember Mike one time said something about when he was in it, and he was just, what's the word? You know how you do your own thing sometimes and nothing kind of develops. It was so good hearing that because sometimes you want to do your own thing and you hear how people have been through that. So people that have been through something, you listen to them because they've been there. They've been there, done that. And so you listen to them. And that's how you grow. Because, you know, this is a numbers game, and it's a system. It took me a long time to understand the system. I've been in business all my life, and I kept thinking business first. And even though when I was trying to think system, I was still thinking business because my mind was set in that realm, business. But it's a system. And then after hearing Dave say it, after hearing Dave Stouffer say it, all of them, they kept saying it's a system. And it took a while to get into my mind that, you know, it's a system. And then you just have to abide by it and do the things. If you, especially if you're young getting into this, you listen to your associates and go forth because you're trying to increase. That's the whole idea. The whole thing is to constantly increase and communicate. And above all, I'm going to end with this. You got to talk. That's the whole thing, is talking. And I tell everybody this. We were at dinner. And Dr. Gary was there. He was talking. And we were eating. And he was talking. And we were eating. And he just talked the whole time. It was like he was on a roll and couldn't stop talking. And we were eating. We were enjoying that dinner. But he was talking and talking. Somebody made ask him a question. He was talking and talking. Why? That's the nature of this whole thing, is talking and communicating to people. And you get some people you can relate to and some people you can't. I mean, Sandra and I one time talked to a sophisticated guy that had a good business and everything, and we tried to tell him about water. And He tried to tell us nothing wrong with tap water. And we tried to tell him, you know, that you need clean water. And he didn't want to hear it. And he went through all those things. And after our talking to him, it was, I mean, I was at the point where I was sorry I even called. I mean, because, I mean, he was just ridiculous. And, you know, so finally we ended the conversation. And, oh, I asked him, what kind of vitamins you take? Oh, I don't take any vitamins. I don't take no medications. I don't take anything. And I said, and he was older than I was. You know, he was in his 70s. And I'm going, wait a minute, hold it, you know. And we talked. And he just wouldn't listen. He just, you know, nothing wrong with that water, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Oh, 9 months later, I got the news that he died. Because I didn't see how he could be that old and don't take any kind of supplement at all. It didn't make sense. You know, as you age, you don't keep generating all the things that you need, and you need something to compromise that. And he just didn't want to hear it. And so there are some people like that that don't hear it. I mean, it's just amazing. And we've had people, we gave them the water, we were tired of giving them the water, but we gave it to them. And two sisters, we just gave them the water. And it was amazing. They just wouldn't close the deal with the sale. It just, and, you know, you get tired of giving people water, but still we give them water. And one sister had bow legs, and the sister said, yeah, she's been drinking the water, and her legs not bow no more. They straighten up, look like. And we're like, that should make you want the machine right there. And then the other one, next thing we know, she was in the hospital. And then she said, call Alessandra, tell him bring me some water, because her doctor told her stop drinking the water. But she was in the hospital now, and she calling us to get water. And so we didn't know which room she was in. We didn't know the hospital she was in. We didn't know, but where we going to bring it, you know, and all that. And by the time we got the room and everything, they said, well, she died. I go like, oh, okay. Now, I mean, I'm not saying water is going to say it would have done anything, but it was helping her, and she was doing it. But some people, I don't know what they do. And they had means. That was the thing. I mean, if they didn't have means, you could kind of understand it. But, you know, they had great means. But some people don't listen or what. They just, I don't know. I don't understand that part. But, you know, you move on. You know, you do all you can. Just like I said, one person, we just kept trying, even it was five years exactly. And it was amazing. She said, I mean, I had to chuckle at that one. You know, well, what took y'all so long? She was so serious. What took y'all so long? I said, really? I want to say we've been calling you for 5 years and you're always busy. But you're too busy to maintain your own health. You know, in this society today, it's crazy with all these things that's coming at us, you know. So, Vince, it's on you, man. I'm talking too much.
What you're doing now is you're doing the summer up, and as my wife says, you're summing up in it. You're wrapping it up. And I think the few words that if I could throw this in, is a challenge to all of us. Don't grow weary in well doing. You know, that's the key, is when we know 5 years for your friend, 17 years for our friend Lori Jones, her own sister, Suzanne Steele, 17 years. Dennis and Ruth Williams, it was 6 months that the gentleman who introduced them, 6 months. He kept, every week or every other week, kept coming by where Dennis worked. Oh, you got to check this out. So different length of time, but don't grow weary and don't put all your eggs in one basket and think, if I could just get this one. No, because you'll get frustrated. You'll burn out.
Yeah.
But try different approaches. Maybe get them a waterfall card. Get them one of the other things. These are really inexpensive. Invite them to a sizzle call. I love what Tyra Andrews does when she gets home from work every day. Or now I think she works from home because of, you know, our cultural changes. But she says, okay, who do I want to get on the sizzle call today? And she'll send a text out to a few people and say, hey, who wants to hear this? And she won't even give the number to the sizzle call until those people respond. She's looking for people who are open.
Right.
And she has built a huge, huge business doing it that way. And it's really simple. And if you're not familiar, I'm going to give the phone number one more time, because maybe this is maybe this is your opportunity to really actually plug in. That's the thing. Is we're all like a toaster. But if we don't get plugged in, that toaster ain't going to work.
Yeah.
I mean, we can put the bread in it. We can push it down. But if it ain't plugged in, it ain't going to work.
Yep.
We got to get plugged in. And a 10-minute call Monday through Friday may be the source to get you plugged in to hear some of these stories. Because as I shared last night on This Is a Call, facts tell, stories sell.
Mm-hmm.
And most people, they want to hear a story or two. So every day, and if you're not on the text list, then you need to get on that list. And that's a whole nother thing. You'd have to text me or call me or whatever. And you can go, I'm sure it's on magneticleaders.com. You could look on that website and figure out how to get on the text list. But every day you'll get a text reminder of who's going to be on the call, who's going to host. But if start with just getting on the call every day. Again, 5:35 on the West Coast, 8:35 p.m. on the East Coast. Area code. Here's the phone number: 701-791-9218. And again, area code 701-791-9218. And if you miss that, you can always call me, email me. It's on Saturday AM Live. It's all there, magneticleaders.com. There's no excuse, but get plugged in. Plug your toaster in. And as Al has been saying, we got to change our mindset. And Al, we went a beautiful direction. So thank you for this conversation. I'm hopeful that it hit a lot of people. And you got to get plugged into humans being more. And if it's been a while, if it's been over a year since you've been through it, it's time. It's time to get plugged in. There's several dates coming up again. They're in the shopping cart at the very, very bottom. And I'm watching a woodpecker right now destroy the top of a dead tree. This is absolutely beautiful. I love doing these calls in the summer months when I can stand outside and ground. I mean, I love my Kinko ground. I start my day with my bare feet on that, but I love being able to come outside, and I'm not looking forward to the winter months when I won't be able to do this anymore. But again, one more time, if you missed that phone number, area code 701-791-9218. You don't have to push anything at all. You just dial in and let the host and the guest for 10 minutes. That's all it is. It's a 10 to 12 minute call max, Monday through Friday. And you're going to hear some amazing stories. And check it out, because you get to meet other people and you hear other stories. And that's exactly what my takeaway is. We get plugged in and we start changing our mindset. We start going forward, and things will change. They just will. But if we get into the excuses, like the guy laying there next to the pool all his life, I got nobody to carry my bed. I want to get healed, but I can't, you know, blah, 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 blah. The butts in our life. We got the big butt. I want this, but this. I want this. And it's not spelled B-U-T-T. It's B-U-T, just one T, but they're all capitalized, and we got to get over those excuses. So Al Thornton, thank you, my dear friend. Thank you so much.
Because
don't let other people as well. Don't let other people. If you're in that glass jar, you got to climb out of that jar and see what that label shows on it. What are other people's perspective of ourselves? We can change the mindset. So one final note, SaturdayAMLive.com. SaturdayAMLive.com is the website where these conversations are posted, the 2020 recordings. Has it all. If you missed last week's with Julie Clark talking about unpacking the promotions of August, we got lots of time left this month. Take advantage of it. And then also next week, Barbara Battucci will be with us.
Oh, wow, that's good.
This is an amazing, amazing woman who, wow, her journey with Niken is unparalleled. And where I'm not going to make a medical claim, but man, what Niken started out with a really horrific back injury for her. And she'll be sharing and talking about that and then talking about the business and all that stuff. So really looking forward to having her share next week. So hopefully you can tune in.
She's excellent. I mean, she's been here. And, I mean, I just watched the people there. They were, like, on the edge of the seat listening to her testimony and things. And it was amazing.
Yeah, I've got a few customers that I'm going to plug into that one as well because, you know, most people are at home right now and they're not doing anything on Saturday morning. It's kind of become the new narrative. So hopefully they can tune in. So thank you again, Al. That's all I got.
Okay.